Hey, welcome to CryptoLive 365, day 30. It's Michael Tazzani, and we're heading back from our really rather long trip to Canada. We ended up taking kind of a loop up northwest to Niagara, then northeast to Toronto, then even further northeast to Montreal, and then just coming straight down from Montreal to our home. Honestly, I'm looking forward to be able to get back to work, but at the same time, I'm kind of dreading it because there are just so many tasks I need to do. I still have to catch up on a couple of months of accounting. I need to get the presentation for my speech in Cryptolina finished up. I have about 7 different properties to deal with. Some of them are luckily being taken care of by realtors or contractors. Some of them I need to actually get on the contractors to find out what the heck is going on. I need to do some business administrative tasks like register trade names, write up notes for some of the loans, transfer some stock certificate to move corporate ownership around, find banks that will let me mortgage my properties. And that's actually been one of the issues I've been running into, is that a lot of the banks have gotten out of investment property business after 2008. So unfortunately, most of the properties I've had to buy through lending using collateral, which I don't really want to do anymore because it is putting my collateral at risk. Plus a whole slew of many, many other tasks. And it's just, there's so much to do. It's almost overwhelming to the point that it's making me want to not even start. But, you know, when things get overwhelming, you just have to do one step at a time. Don't think of it as how big the entirety of the project is. Just break it up into steps and think of it as doing one little step, being one task at a time, and hopefully feel good about completing each task at a time. Because there are times when things just get way, way too overwhelming in life. I mean, it's happened to me before. But, well, unless you get it done, it's not going to get done. And as JT says, if it has to be, it's up to me. In this case, yeah, there's things need to be done, and it's up to me to get them done. Because I could quit, I could not do anything at all and just enjoy life, but there are things that need to be done. There are people that depend on me. And, you know, even if you're rich, your money doesn't last forever. There's claims that lots of rich people just inherited their money, but even if you inherit money or you win money in the lottery, it's not like if you have a lot of money you can just don't do anything for the rest of your life. Things change, economies change. If you have a lot of money, it just means you need to learn how to operate the money machine, so to speak, to make sure that it keeps working, keep it lubricated, keep it providing more. Otherwise, it'll just eventually end up breaking someplace and will stop providing for you. So that's what I gotta do. Even if, you know, temporarily it feels like I can quit, I know that I can't, because things need to work. And the more you have, the more responsibilities you have, the more people depend on you, the more effect you have in the world. And it's really responsible to just let all of that come down crashing and stopping. So, yep. Lots of tasks, one task at a time. As soon as I get home, I'm going to start the first task. Anyway, see you guys tomorrow. Bye.